Russia's labeling a new group terrorists. God's people are in the right place at the right time in the U.S., and the gospel is taking to the airwaves in China. Learn the hows and whys on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In the unfolding political crisis between Ukraine and Russia, there's a war of words coming to light, and this one could hurt evangelicals. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov explains.
Ukraine has sent out hundreds and thousands of missionaries into the former Soviet Union.
Which was fantastic until Russia started to scrutinize anyone with Baptist connections. Why?
Because the president of Ukraine, Alexander Turchinov, claims to be a Baptist and is a Baptist preacher. All of a sudden, the Russian political machine has been involved.
Now, Baptist missionaries in Russia who have a Ukrainian history are being interrogated. It doesn't stop with scrutiny either.
They say Baptists are becoming terrorists. So in Russia, they're coining Baptists instead of sectarians. Sectarians was a horrible word and still is a horrible word. But now to associate Baptists with terrorism is extreme.
Next, we're taking a look at the voiceless victims of this crisis, the children. Ukraine is home to over 100,000 orphans. President of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire.
We're very concerned about what's happening to children, both in Russia and the Ukraine now. If there would be some kind of military skirmish with Russia, or if Russia takes over more, what's going to happen to those programs?
He's talking about Bethany's Family Preservation Program. It offers helpful services to struggling families so they don't have to give up their children. It also introduces them to Christ.
Given poverty or disease, or I'll call it marital breakup, children sometimes will end up in an orphanage.
Ukraine's crisis has stopped Bethany's program in its tracks. Pray for peace so that groups like Bethany can help Ukraine's children. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sometimes God puts his people in the right place at just the right time. And that's what happened in the U.S. last week when a massive tornado swept through North Carolina. A World Renew team was working on long-term repairs from a previous disaster when that tornado hit. Once the storm passed, they put Christ's love into action by helping the survivors. You can find details at our website. There's also a link where you can help affected families through World Renew. Meanwhile, God can reveal the gospel however he chooses. One way he gets people's attention is through stories. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has been using this method for years through his five-minute radio segment called A Word With You. For about a year now, the ministry's been broadcasting a Mandarin version with Transworld Radio.
If anybody's ever heard A Word With You, you know it's a storytelling program. I always start with a story. It's interesting that we've been told that China's a storytelling culture. And as we're getting mail back, that's what we're hearing. I will tell my lost friends about this because you tell stories.
Hutchcraft says that this is one of the best ways to reach the massive population of China with God's truth. Along with supporting the program financially, you can pray.
I think our prayer needs to be that people will find it, which is always true, wherever the gospel is presented. Let's pray that God will bring the lost to where the gospel is, and will through that bring them to the cross.
And agricultural training doesn't come easily in rural parts of developing nations. Baptist Global Response is partnering with a ministry in Asia that's teaching local farmers how to grow crops without using chemicals. 50 farmers will start the training, and then they'll train others in their communities. You can learn more about this project at our website. At each touch point, there's an opportunity to talk about the story of Christ. Pray that the seeds of the gospel take root. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crown's new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News.
It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
The CD reminds Christians that we need to thrive in our walk with Christ, not just survive. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you the Casting Crown CD, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.